108. She's the oldest woman in the country at the moment, I believe.
108?
Yes.
My good God. Tell me a little about your mother, where she's from, so on and so forth.
No, she's from Perigo, County Donegal. That's the village where you go to Loch Derrick. But she lived out the road a bit, about 5 miles, in a place called Timor. And she was born in 1905. And you're probably wondering about how she got to Kildare.
I am.
During the 1922 battle with Pettigo and Baleek, my father went up there with the army, and that's how they met. And in the 16th of June 1923, she was married.
Your father's name was what again?
Tom O'Connell from Brownstown, County Kildare.
Right, so Tom...
A man from the edges of Corra meets a woman from the hills of Donegal.
It sounds like the name of a good song.
Yeah.
So we're talking about 1922. Was that the Civil War?
Yeah, it was the battle of Perigo and Baleek. The British were in Perigo and some of the Irish army were over in Baleek. After the week's battle, there were 3 men killed. There was 2 from the south. And there was a first cousin of my mother's killed, Patrick Flood. And the British didn't pull out till January 1923. She was involved up to the point where she was arrested a couple of times by the British and questioned. And she used to hide the messages in her hair. She had long black hair.
Wow, that's quite amazing.
Yeah.
Now, born in 1905, she was 11 at the time of the 1916 Rising. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Married in 1923.
Yeah.
How many children?
There was 5 of us, 5 lads.
What age are you, by the way, Iggy?
I'll be 71 this year.
You're only a baby.
Yeah, by comparison.
And where did you come in the family?
I was last.
Right. How many of the other 4 are alive?
There's none of them alive. I had 3 brothers who went to England in the late 40s and the 50s, and they all died in England. And I had another brother who died in 1987 there. And I'm the last one now.
Now, she's 108 this morning. When did she go into St. Vincent's?
She's 15 years here.
And how is she?
At the moment now, I've just been in with her there now. She's asleep now at the moment. She's asleep nearly all the time.
Is she?
And I shouted into her ear, and she knew me, she held me hand, and then she faded off into sleep again. She's very comfortable now, but she's asleep a lot of the time.
Is she able to talk to you anymore?
Not really, no. No, she'll recognise you for a few minutes, and then she drifts off into this sleep she goes into.
Right. 108, it's just unbelievable. What did she, when she was able to communicate with you, what did she say was the secret of her long life?
Well, she never drank. She still has her confirmation pledge.
Has she got her confirmation money?
Oh, she was fairly shrewd with the pennies, all right. She'd skin you for a halfpenny, but if you were in trouble, she'd look after you.
Did she ever smoke?
Yeah, she smoked for a while. And one Lent then, she wasn't feeling well, and she smoked Craven A.
Oh, Lord.
And she gave them up one Lent years ago now. It was in the 50s.
And was there anyone else in her family back in Donegal who lived to be a great age?
No, not really. My grandmother now, she was in her 70s, mid-70s. I don't believe there was any longevity, anything in the mid-70s, maybe.
Right. So she's 108 today. Is there anything special happening for her birthday in St. Vincent's?
Oh, yeah. The staff here have her... the rest of the patients who are mobile will come in for refreshments after Mass here. There's Mass been said for, and the priest will come over and give a communion and a blessing. And now for her 100th birthday and all the birthdays in between, there was a big party.
Yeah.
Sister Bernie Green used to organise a big party, and all her friends and relations and everything came down here. But this time, it's on a smaller scale, you know.
But your mother is now the oldest woman in Ireland.
Yes, a cousin of mine checked it out in the registry office last week there, and she's confirmed as the oldest woman in the country.
We must find out, Iggy O'Connell, what's in the water in Kildare, because Mary Kate Polly Byrne, as she was known, lived in McGainy, and she died in December. She was the country's oldest woman at the time, and your mother is 108 today, the country's oldest woman. Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
Well, just wish her a happy birthday for us, will you?
Yeah. And now, when she was 100, she was completely alert, and she was reading and doing crosswords and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
My mother lived a very simple life, and I suppose it was her terrific faith that kept her together. See, my father died in 1969, so she'd been a long time on her own.
By God, 44 years.
Yeah. And I remember saying to her one night, "Mother, how are you?" She says, "There's worse thing than loneliness," she says. "I'm quite happy with my own presence."
Sounds like a very wise woman.
Yeah. But here in the hospital now, the fact that there's a church here and there's a mass at 11 o'clock, she went to mass every morning up to about 12 months ago.
At 107.
And I'll tell you, the morning she was 100... She was 100. Father Ross Godby Gotham was saying mass. And when he got to the middle of mass, he was talking about her one thing and another, how wonderful she was. And she said, "Excuse me, Father." She says, "Don't be talking about me." She says, "Get on with the mass." She's a very modest woman.
And we can only, on behalf of the entire country, not just County Kildare, wish Margaret O'Connell a very happy birthday today on her 108th birthday. Her story told wonderfully there by her youngest son, Iggy O'Connell, who's just a mild 71.